and I know it.
Lock Talk Radio.
Maybe I succeeded a little. I jumped up from the floor to the middle. You think I want the credit? I don't. Cause the glory ain't made for me, no. I know who sits on the throne, who makes the stage and writes the song. And I know I couldn't do this on my own. And as much as I complain, I see more sunshine than rain. And I could say my lucky stars, but that's not where my blessings are. Lord, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not the chance. The truth is, I'm not lucky in love. 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 I am in a happy place, and I know it didn't happen by mistake. I love how he wrote my life, and I love how he steeped my heart. So I fall to my knees and I say that I'm grateful for every moon and star. So I don't thank my lucky stars, cause that's not where my blessings are. So they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not the chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky in love.
Lucky, I'm love. That's why I praise God. Cause it's not luck, it's love. That's why I'm so grateful. I'm going to ask Evangelist Renee if she'll give us a word of prayer, if she's available. And ask her, are you available, Evangelist Renee, for a word of prayer? Hallelujah. Okay. Okay. I don't know if you're hearing me or not, but faithful Pastor Bill, are you available to give a word of prayer?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. I guess that Evangelist Renee number, I'm not sure now. But anyway, would you give us a word of prayer, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
Thank you.
And good morning, everyone. And you're welcome. And thank you for that song. Amen, amen. The scripture I'd like to open up with is John 3 and verse 16. Reading from the King James. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another day, Father God, thanking you for those that had called in today and those that are listening by internet. We're so thankful for our pastor as he teaches this word to us, Father God. And we're thankful for another day, Lord, because you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Lord, we ask that you will bless each and every one, Father God. You know what they're going through. You know their heart's desire. And Father God, may they have a testimony for you. And we pray for the young lady also, Father God, who called in on yesterday, Father God. Encourage her heart and strengthen her and help her to trust in you, Father God, that you're working things out for her good. Because the scripture says all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. So be with her, Father God. We're praying that your will be done, and we're praying that she will have a testimony for you, Father God. Lord, be with all those that are sick and shut in today, Father God. Be with those who are bereaved, and be with those that's going through. And we're just thanking you, Father God. Have your way, Father God. Open up our hearts and our mind to the word, that we're able to have it in our hearts, meditate on it, and share it with others. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. I truly appreciate that. You know, if you're going to have a heart for God, your spirit has to be the same. In other words, see, David was a man after God's own heart. So that's why God saw him and said, hey, he'll do my will. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, when you got a heart for God, you're ready to do his will. And with that being said, see, David was fellowshipping with God. And I think we have to fellowship with God and have to know how. We fellowship in his word. Without fellowship, you have no relationship. You got to have fellowship with God. So the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1 and 9, God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to read 10, but the subject is going to come mainly from verse 9. 10 says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind, in the same judgment. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. And reading that from the Message Bible, 1 Corinthians 1, verses 9 and 10. And not only that, but God himself is right alongside to keep you steady and on track until things are all wrapped up by Jesus. God, who got you started in this spiritual adventure, shares with us the life of his Son and our Master Jesus. He will never give up on you. Never forget that.
Yes.
I have a concern to bring up with you, my friends, using the authority of Jesus, our Master. I'll put it as urgently as I can. You must get along with each other. You must learn to be considerate to one another, cultivating a life in common. Amen.
Amen. God is faithful. By whom you were called, there's a calling on your life, man. You have to answer that call.
Amen.
You get a call on your cell phone, you answer it. You get a call from your home, you answer it. There's a call waiting on you. The call is to fellowship.
Yeah.
And this fellowship is with the Lord Jesus Christ, bless God.
Amen.
Do you think that the Father would call us into fellowship with his Son if he were not righteous? I mean, seriously, think about it. God made us righteous so we can fellowship with him. Do you think the Apostle John would have written the following under this direction of the Holy Ghost if it were not righteous? God calls us righteous.
Amen.
We just got to start agreeing. Do you know the word fellowship? Let me take a moment and say this. Because, see, fellowship means you got everything in harmony. It means you agree. There's an agreement there. There's a oneness there. See, when you got fellowship, you have unity. Help me, Holy Ghost. You have unity. Yeah, you have harmony. When you got fellowship with the Lord, you got unity. You got solidarity.
Yeah.
Come on now. Let's stand with God in solidarity. Let's stand with God based on his word. Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yeah,
well, I'm not here in the country today. Y'all better watch out. We have a togetherness. Yeah. There is togetherness, man. There is oneness. When you talk about fellowship, there's an understanding here. Preach. I'm trying to do this. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why we're able to communicate. We have a mutual understanding. You see?
Yeah.
So when we talk of fellowship, see, a lot of people fellowship, but they don't fellowship with God. They fellowship with one another. Because they're in the same stuff they into, whatever that is. I'm trying to be critical, but that what created their fellowship, because they in Masons, they Masons or Eastern Stars or they bowling buddies or they play cards. See, people gotta have a reason to fellowship. That's all I'm trying to tell you. To have that unity, to have that companionship, they gotta have something to create that harmony. Well, with us, brothers and sisters, with us, our fellowship is in the Word of God, is with God. That's what we got in common.
Amen.
Do that make sense? I don't want nobody to get out being out of shape, but I'm trying to show you. You know, you gotta have some. You gotta have something to fellowship. You don't fellowship because you go to the same building. That ain't no reason to fellowship. Not with I mean, that may be a reason for some of you all, but God expects for us to fellowship with him. In 1 John, and his fellowship is righteousness. That's what we got in common. God has made us righteous. So we have that in common now. We can fellowship with him. In 1 John 1 and 2, that which was from the beginning, from the incarnation, we which have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. There it is. See, we're fellowshipping because we're in the word of life. For the life was manifest and we seen it and bear witness and showed unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and manifest unto us.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, the word of life appeared right before our eyes. We saw it happen, and now we're telling you in the most sober prose that what we witnessed was incredibly this. The infinite life of God himself took shape before us. Amen.
Yeah. That eternal life was Jesus. Now
Amen.
We can understand what it means. He that have the Son have eternal life. Did you catch that? Did you catch that? He that
All
have
right.
the Son have eternal life.
Yeah.
1 John 5:12. Jesus is that eternal life that was manifest. It was Jesus, man. And because we fellowship with him and we have him, notice that next verse says, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you. Why? Why? Why you declare that? That ye also may have, I want y'all to hear this now, that ye also may have fellowship with us and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son. That's what that verse 3 said. So we're not only called into the fellowship. That's the calling on our life. It's to be have fellowship with him.
Amen.
Not to build some room and say, this is the fellowship hall.
All right.
Listen, young lady. Listen to me clearly. God wants you to fellowship. And that don't mean you go into a building. That means you get in the Word of God. That's what we just read.
Amen.
His fellowship is in his Word, man. I know some where it ain't like nothing like having a human chest. Now, it's greater than that. Once you get the true fellowship. See, we're not just called to fellowship with the Son, but we are also called into fellowship with the Father, the Word. The word fellowship is translated from the Greek word that is also translated in some other places as communion. Communion and fellowship are really, they reference to a state of blissful harmony, where our spirit and the Holy Spirit through the Word of God is in perfect accord. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We have that harmony. Yeah. God sent the Holy Ghost so the Holy Ghost can be part of our life so we can contact God. Now, we have harmony. That's what gives us that harmony. We don't get that harmony. See, we got the same thing in common. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Preach up.
Yes.
So now we are assuming the position of sons now. We're his sons. We are bearing the burden of the master in his stead. We are fellowshipping with him. We are taking over his burden. We are going ye therefore into all the world and preaching the gospel. Our fellowship is manifest. We have fellowship with the Father. We have fellowship with the Son. We have fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, see, when you're in that word, you got fellowship with the Father. And the word is the Son. And therefore, the words I say unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You have fellowship with the Father, man.
Mm-hmm.
So we have fellowship with one another. See, if pastor is in that word, I'm in that word, and y'all may not believe it, but it happened all the time. Because pastor and I, we'll get to talking, and the spirit of God just pew, right there.
Yeah,
I mean, we be fellowshipping in the word of God.
Amen.
So that's how that works. Our fellowship is in the word. That's what we got in common. See, the most valid and one of the means that most of us is our fellowship with the word of God. We have this revelation from the heart of the Father to feed upon. That's why he says over there in Matthew 4:4, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's coming from God, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's a daily feed. It's meditating on the word until others feel the presence of the power of the unseen God, one in our lives. I said to a lady yesterday, ma'am, fellowship with God. Don't take that, you know, some people just take that as, oh, yeah, well, I fellowship when I, they go once a week. Pastor said something the other day, I don't know if y'all heard her, but she said, you know, we come to this word at noon every day. We don't have to wait till Wednesday. We don't have to wait till Thursday. We don't have to wait till Saturday. Every day at 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Why we do
Amen.
That? Because we want a fellowship with God.
Yes.
We're fellowshipping with God in his word daily. Mm-hmm. The word of God take the unseen place of Christ. But we see him because we see him in our in our lives, because we're in the word.
Yeah. Amen.
And he helps
Amen.
You to face life problems. I'm going to say fearlessly. Fearlessly.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even think about it, man.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
No reason. Revelation 12 and 11 says, and they overcame him by the love, but blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Their testimony was what the word of God said. They spoke that word back.
Mm-hmm.
See, the word is the Greek word logo. It is Jesus that overcame him by the word that was in their lips.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I wish I had time. See, we had broken fellowship. God is putting this back together for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Our fellowship is with the Father.
Let me
read a couple of scriptures before I go up in you. Our fellowship is with the Father, man. John 1:1-3, 1 John 1:3 says, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also, see, he wants us to have fellowship with us, and truly, it is the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. You see that?
Amen, amen. Yes, amen. So reading it from the Message Bible, we saw it we heard it, and now we're telling you so you can experience it along with us. This experience of communion with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. You know, Paul told him over there in Ephesians 3:9, Paul told him, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hidden in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. He wants us to know what the fellowship is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Yeah. God don't have time for fellowship with people who don't want to walk in the light. We're supposed to walk in the light as He is in the light.
Mm-hmm.
And then we know we got fellowship one with another if we walk in the light as He walked in the light. That's Bible, man. That ain't me.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That ain't what I came up with. That's the Word of God.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Well, we're at that point where anyone have anything they share. You know what? I'm going to have to finish this because the Lord really put something in my spirit. Sometimes you got to confess your sin. He's faithful. Just righteous.
Yeah.
To forgive Him. Then that's how you get in that fellowship, man.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I hope you're hearing this, Lori, that, you know, this is how you have fellowship with God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's come to the point now where anyone I'd like to have any comments or anything, press 1. And we'll let you in.
Amen. Okay. Till someone press 1, I like to read Ephesians 3 and verses 9 and 10 from the New Living Translation. And it reads, 9, I was chosen to explain to everyone this mysterious plan that God, the creator of all things, had kept secret beginning. God's purpose in all this was to use the church to display His wisdom in its rich variety to all unseen rulers and authorities in heavenly places. Amen. And that 11th verse said, this was His eternal plan, which He carried out through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen, amen.
Awesome.
Amen.
Anyone else? Press 1. Hallelujah.
I'm sorry, Pastor. That 12th verse reading, it says, because of Christ and our faith in Him, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. So please don't lose heart because of the trials here. Amen. I am suffering for you, so you should feel honored. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. He did it all for us.
Mm-hmm. And God called us into this fellowship with Him.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. Thank you,
I don't know. I don't want nobody to take this the wrong way, but God wanted fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted somebody after His own heart. He wanted someone to have a desire to love Him freely.
Mm-hmm.
Not because some hard taskmaster, or not because somebody popping a whip on your back. He wanted just free love. Free fellowship.
Yes, yes.
That was God's desire. So he said, let us create man in our image and after our likeness. But hey, now we want him to be in harmony with us. We want him to be in agreement with us, not with Snoofoot over there. And
all
God's
right,
here preaching
on.
That same message. He want us in harmony with him. He want us to be one with him. So, yes, he make us righteous. You know what? So we can see it. So we can see that we can have fellowship with the Father. He declared that righteousness. He did that.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
He brought that solidarity.
Thank you, Lord.
He brought that. He brought that agreement and said, sign it. I'm calling you.
Yes, he did. Yes, yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, if not, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the